I'm joined once again by Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, for our weekly roundup of some of the news coming from the charity. You know, Matt, we talk a lot about the work that's done to help people with sight loss during lockdown. And we've talked a lot about some of the big supermarkets, grocers, chemists, etc., coming on board. But, you know, we can't really overstate that. You know, there's some big names have actually paid attention, whether it's educating their staff or looking at technology and ways to help people, you know, do their shopping safely. And it's all down to people getting in touch with RNIB and RNIB grabbing the baton and running with it.
No, that's right. And I mean, you know, some of these issues have been running now for sort of 4 or 5 months, but doesn't make them less irrelevant now in sort of August than they were back in April. You know, people are still largely at home, you know, still feeling a sense of isolation, still nervous about sort of going out into a society that's sort of unlocking, but putting in place new constructs that sort of are not the norm, and people, you know, are nervous about coming across, you know, restaurants with tables on the pavement, or, you know, how do you socially distance in a supermarket? These are still sort of real challenges. I mean, the good news, you know, is we put in place the online delivery for food solution probably about 6 weeks ago now, you know, working with Tesco's in Iceland, you know, and having worked very closely with a number of government agencies, particularly DEFRA, on that. And I think, you know, the insight we brought, you know, from a lot of our customers telling us it was a massive issue, you know, and the grit we showed in really pushing this agenda with, in a very positive way, with government, you know, got us a nice letter of thanks last week, actually, from one of the ministers, Victoria Prentice in DEFRA, who wrote commending a couple of our team, who'll be embarrassed I'm going to mention now, but Eleanor Thompson and Liam Parkin, you know, work in our campaigns team, two of a number of people who work very, very hard on that project and very partnerially with DEFRA and others to get it over the line. And, you know, we wouldn't have got that work done, you know, without the tenacity we show, but particularly to your question, without the insight that we're getting back from our customers that was, you know, massively important issue. And, you know, please do keep contacting us with, you know, what you see as the issues, you know, a lot around street architecture, e-scooters. You know, I've got a letter I'm sending to Grant Shapps today as Minister of Transport about that, you know, where we know we have a lot of nervousness on how e-scooters are being rolled out. You know, and we really do need to get that insight from our beneficiaries so we can, you know, agitate and make improvements, you know, working with government, other organisations.
And that is down to, you know, as we reiterate again, that's people, blind and partially sighted people, friends, relatives, getting in touch with RNIB to say, here are the problems we're facing. Can you help? You know, do you have services that can help us? Can you intervene on our behalf? You know, it really, I think, shows again the power that even just contacting the helpline or looking at the RNIB website can give people.
No, that's right. I mean, the helpline is the easiest way, and the numbers on our website, we've talked about that many times. We'll sort of mop that up at the end of this. But yeah, I mean, you know, please do get in touch. You know, it is a treasure trove of data for us, you know, and we can, you know, with about 4,500 people calling a week, you know, we can really see the trends and see the important issues. And then we have the sort of traction and the reach to go into bat with that information. You know, as I said, on online, you know, food shopping really gets some traction. And we've seen, you know, you mentioned many household name retailers, most of the grocers, you know, IKEA, you know, all adopting our guidelines, you know, because they realize that we've got a genuine point and we've got some great materials to use, actually. And they see it's a win-win. I'm just looking at our website now, actually, and, you know, we've been expanding our best practice guidelines into other sectors, you know, as those sectors open up post lockdown, you know, and giving people who are working in those sectors insight into how they can best support blind and partially sighted people. So we have best practice guidelines for retail we've discussed. We have best practice guidelines now for sport and leisure, you know, gyms opening up, swimming pools opening up, you know, and best practice guidelines for hospitality, you know, clearly with restaurants and pubs across, you know, all four nations now averagely being more open than shut. So, you know, we're really sort of taking that insight we get and turning it into, you know, some rich material. And we're finding we're getting good traction averagely with people that realise that we've got a very positive point to put across and they're taking our materials and using them.
Interesting, you mentioned the letter to Grant Shapps. I also noticed the first area they were trialling the e-scooters in has now been scaled back because people are riding them on the pavements, they're riding through shopping centres. You know, so this isn't just an issue for blind and partially sighted people, that's where we're campaigning, but they really can affect everyone in a negative way.
No, you're right. I mean, I saw some stuff today around us engaging with a few agencies around Peterborough, you know, which clearly where we have an office. But you're right. I mean, you know, e-scooters can go up to 50 miles an hour. You know, that's actually quite a reasonable velocity coming at you down a pavement, whether you're sighted or you're not sighted. You know, you're pretty nimble to get out of the way of someone going that fast on an e-scooter. So, yeah, I mean, I'm all for government helping society unlock. You know, we really need to sort of move on as a nation. I absolutely get that. And I'm personally very supportive of that, but, you know, not at the expense of not really thinking through the impact of some of these decisions on, you know, parts of society, particularly those who are a bit more vulnerable. So, you know, it's important for us to bang that drum. And so I've just written to Grant Shapps today. He happens to be an old school colleague of mine. We were a year apart at school. I haven't seen him since he was about 16, but I'm hoping that the old boy network here will work and he will take notice of my letter and get a chance to agitate about that. What for grammar school, Alan, if you bothered?
Just remind him you were on his football team and his rugby team and you helped him.
Yeah, I don't think he was a sportsman at school, if I'm honest. So anyway, joking aside, you know, having these ministerial contacts and sort of, you know, exploiting those for the benefit of blind and partially sighted people is really an important part of what we do. And as I said, you know, we got some very strong plaudits back from DEFRA for the work we did on the online food delivery.
Always good to get feedback from the politicians as well, as you say. We also had some news about a new chair for RNIB. Ellie is standing down this year and you've appointed a replacement.
Yeah, we have. So Ellie, you know, served the RNIB brilliantly well over nudging sort of 10 years. You know, she had three-year terms. You know, her third term is up this autumn. So always a logical time for Ellie to move on. And clearly, you know, she's been, you know, absolutely integral to the RNIB managing its way through, you know, a difficult last couple of years. And clearly I've joined in that time and Ellie's been a brilliant chair for me, very supportive, helping show me the ropes a bit, but a real beacon for the organisation, you know, a real visceral understanding of what we're doing, a real sense of purpose, you know, and a very, very strong connection to the staff. So, you know, Ellie will be missed and there's plenty of time for Ellie to sort of, you know, go off with all our blessings in the autumn, you know, having done a brilliant job for the RNIB over 9 years. So we have a new chair, you're right, Anna Tyler is joining us. You know, Anna is, you know, a long career in the VI sector, doing a variety of things, campaigning, did some work in sort of Bookshare, you know, has latterly been chair of Vision Foundation, so comes with a strong governance and sort of campaigning background, I think well known in the sector, so a very, very credible appointment, and I'm delighted that Anna has taken the role, been appointed a couple of weeks back as chair designate, and she will, you know, take up the reins at the AGM in the autumn when Ellie formally sort of passes the baton across to Anna.
I'll look forward to chatting to Ellie and Anna a bit further down the line as well. On a fundraising note, which we are going to mention again, is Marathon Mates. How's the training going?
Well, not bad, actually, for someone with two replacement hips. I've been told not to run by my surgeon. I've been out pounding the pavements and enjoying sort of getting back into running since the 2.6 sort of challenge back in April, actually. Yeah, in a week in which, you know, the London Marathon has been scaled back to the elite race. And you'll be pleased to know, Alan, you and I have places in the elite race. So hope your training's going well as well. But, you know, in a week at which, you know, the mass participation element of the London Marathon has been cancelled this year, you know, very sadly. You know, it's great that we've still got two things going on. So we've got, as you just said, the Marathon Mates, which is our virtual sort of running with a friend plan through September, you know, which is trying to run 26.2 miles between two of you over the 30 days of September. So do the maths, that should be doable between two people. Yeah, and I'd encourage all the listeners to engage, all the information's on our website, you know, sign up and have a bit of fun, you know, with someone, a mate who might not be close to you physically, but, you know, across a few miles of a divide, you can both sort of run, you add up your total to get to 26.2 miles and raise some money for the RNIB. And I think, you know, a lot of focus at the moment on health and people not having too sedentary an experience in lockdown. So it's a very good excuse as we get into the autumn and the weather gets a bit cooler for people to get off the sofa and get out and get running. I should mention, you know, we have a lot of people who, you know, are committed to run the London Marathon for, which, you know, very sadly, you know, that's been cancelled this week. But I think the encouragement of the London Marathon is for people who are going to get the chip and all the kit to actually run the marathon at home, you know, in their own location, you know, and sort of that virtual mass participation London Marathon will still go ahead. And I know that we've got some very strong fundraising contributions coming through people, you know, running the London Marathon. So, you know, take this chance, if you're listening, to say thank you very much for, you know, your participation and commitment. And I hope, you know, when they get to it in October, you have a great run and you know, get some personal best going, I'm sure. And thank you very much for the fundraising for the RNIB.
Yeah, please do get involved. We're doing all right, but Quigley the guide dog and myself have been out doing the circuit that we have, sort of 2 miles, and my daughter's getting ready to do her training. She's been doing the couch to 5K on the NHS app. So yeah, we're good to go. And if you would like to get involved, please do have a look at the website, rnib.org.uk. That's there for all the information as well. Any help, advice, support you're looking for, there's a wealth there for you. And the helpline, just to remind you of that, it's open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. and on Saturdays, 9 to 5. Do give us a call on 0303 123 9999. Matt, always a pleasure chatting with you. We'll catch up again next week, and thanks again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan. My pleasure.